One is this, a crooked nation, a crooked nation. Notice what it says in Philippians 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke. Notice this, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now, of course, this verse is not referencing the Philippines, but it certainly can be applied to the Philippines in 2023. Whether you realize it or not, we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse and wicked nation. There's no way you could argue that the Philippines in 2023 is any semblance of a godly nation whatsoever. And this is not me stating this as, well, you're an American. America is by no means a godly nation in 2023. But you preach against the areas that you live and the problems that you see. And this is a wicked and a crooked and a perverse nation in 2023. And it's undisputable. You cannot argue otherwise. I mean, you go out in public, you see a bunch of men cross-dressing. How are you going to argue this is a godly nation? How are you going to argue that God made the nation like this? No, no. God made the nation normal, upright, straight, and man hath sought out many inventions and turned it into this, right? And that which is crooked cannot be made straight. The Bible also said, whom ye shine as lights in the world. And so the thing is this, it is a perverse, it is a crooked, it is a dark nation. A dark, a sinful, a crooked, a perverse nation. And look, if you don't realize that, you are brainwashed by this world. If you think this is the way that God made this nation, you are insane. God made this nation normal, and they have sought out many inventions, and we've turned it into the mess that we have in 2023. I mean, literally, if you have your kids just watching something innocent on YouTube, the commercials, the infomercials that pop up, they are always some guy wearing a dress. And a couple years ago, it was just Mimi Yuck, and now there's like 50 of them. Why is every celebrity in the Philippines a cross-dressing homo? Right. I mean, it's a fact. Everywhere you see it, I'm sick of it. It is a crooked and a perverse nation, and it's become this way because people don't preach and state the truth. That's the world we live in 2023. And me, myself, it kind of concerns you raising up kids in this world. What kind of world are they going to be coming into in 20 years? I mean, it's changed a lot in my lifetime. How much more is it going to change? Because it's not just that things are getting worse. It's not just they're speeding up. They are accelerating. Accelerating. Man, the curve is concave up, if you know what I'm talking about. It's getting worse and worse at a very rapid rate, and I don't see any stopping to it. We live in a crooked and a perverse nation in 2023. If you look outside the walls of our church and outside of Bible-believing Christians that believe like we do, most people realize there's something wrong with this world. Wouldn't you say that? Most people realize this is just not the way that God made it. Now, oftentimes they're afraid to say anything because the people that have the power of the airwaves, the social media, is run by leftist, wicked, pro-abortion, pro-LGBT, filthy, wicked people. And that's a fact. And so people feel this way on the inside. They don't like it. They look at what's going on and say, this can't be normal. This is not the way that God made it. And they're afraid to say anything. And I get that. What I'm saying is the world realizes there's a problem. And you know what their idea to fix the world is? If we just elect the right politician. If we can just elect the right politician, it will solve everything. Now, I personally am very pleased with the president that we have, and you can agree or disagree. Doesn't really matter to me. I'm the one preaching, okay? But no president is going to fix all the problems in a country. And the president in a country is a reflection of what the people want and what they deserve. Right. Now, of course, I'm always in fear when a new president gets elected. It's like, well, what do we deserve? Please don't allow this person to get elected, right? But no president is going to fix all the problems in our country. And the world realizes there's a mess, and they're like, well, let's try doing this, let's try doing this, let's try doing this. And, you know, they think it's going to work, and then it never works. And I just want to tell people, you know, hey, the problem is the churches. The problem is what's being preached. And then it goes straight over people's heads. And they ignore what you say. No, you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, if we just elect the right president, that's not going to fix everything, right?